We're live and we're in color.
We are live and we are tired.
We are back. We are back and back again. Who sings that? I don't know.
Shady's back.
Oh, who's that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's Eminem, isn't it?
Oh. We're back. Dallas told me to hold on.
Okay, good.
We have a request.
Oh, we have a request.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Let me scroll. Okay, he told us he wanted to sing "So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday" by Boyz II Men. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday for the man that did something. Akira Toriyama.
Oh my god, the Dragon Ball Z?
Yes. To the legend of anime. To one of the godfathers, he says, of anime. I thought we get to see forever.
I have a lighter just in case you guys don't know.
Forever's gone away. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
R.I.P.
Rest in peace to Akira Tamayaki, to the man that did the Dragon Ball Z thing.
Oh my god. Dragon Ball Z was such a big part of my childhood.
It wasn't? Mm-hmm. I ain't watch it.
You didn't? No. I think we watched it in Spanish. It was that long ago.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw that today.
Oh my lord. You guys, we are so tired.
We are tired. Life has been kicking our butt. I just got back from the conference.
Did you?
It was a bit new. What's conference. This? It's so, like, tiring because all you do is just sit there hour after hour, just, like, sitting there on this uncomfortable chair, just listening to lectures. And then as I was driving over there, my check engine light popped on.
Of course. Like, Just keep driving. Yeah. Unless you're dragging the interstate, we're just going to keep going.
Yeah. All right. Well, whatever happens, happens.
Don't have time for the negativity.
Yeah.
Don't have time. I was in Virginia one of those weeks.
Yes, how did that go?
It was cool. It was cool. Ridiculousness, of course. Nothing ever goes smoothly. I mean, working wise, it was fine. I was stranded at the airport for like 3 hours after I got there because the rental car wasn't.
I hate when they do that. So, the rental car wasn't ready?
It was. Of course, when you pick up a rental car, you have to have a card present. The card that you booked it with has to be present. I don't have that card because it's a company card. And so I ended up having an Uber. And, like, she had transferred me the money and my card. Because I wasn't planning on using my card, that specific card, while I was there. So I didn't report it for travel. And so they blocked it when I tried to use it. And so, ridiculousness.
Interesting. Even though, that's so weird.
Yeah.
Even though it's in the U.S.?
Mm-hmm. Just because my bank that I use is very, very small. I've seen some. It's only in the South. It's not like a national bank. And so they be blocking everything. And so I wasn't planning on report. I didn't get the chance to report it for travel, so they blocked it. And so it was ridiculous. And so ended up just having an Uber at freaking like 10 o'clock at night to the hotel and then went up, got the rental car the next morning, so everything else was fine after that. But literally, they only have one technician up there.
Dang.
Yeah. But yeah, I was happy to be home.
Yeah. How long were you?
I was there from a Sunday through Thursday night.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get, and then literally got back. I was supposed to be off that Friday, and I ended up still having to go into work to help with surgeries that next day. So I was pooped.
That's fucked up.
Pooped. Plus my other job.
Yeah.
The only day I've had off was Wednesday. Worked both my jobs yesterday.
Work.
Yeah. And didn't get off till like 11:30. Get home till 11:30. Had to be at this morning. I got there like 7 something. Got to work my other job tomorrow. Got to work my other job on Sunday. Thankfully, I'm off 2 days for next week.
Yeah.
Monday and Tuesday. I'm going to go back to Wednesday. So I'll be able to rest then. But shit.
Yeah.
I'm fucking tired. Girl. But that's what happens when you're poor. You got to work. Listen, when you're poor, you got to work. So, girls, they about killed me for sure. Oh, we had this dog that had And I forgot, some type of sarcoma. No. And this is the second time that this has been removed. When I tell you, it was the biggest tumor on the freaking arm, shoulder, what have you. It took us over an hour to get that joker off.
Oh,
when I tell you, I was just anxious, messed, making sure this dog did not die. It was, I was like, oh my gosh, you guys, I don't know if y'all understand. Oh my God, I was so fucked up.
Dang.
Oh my God, I was like, I was listening, I was like, okay. But I was like, dude, that bitch, I swear to God, if you die, I'm going to fight you. But she did good. I don't know how she gonna do afterwards.
Yeah.
And she was stressed out. Hell, we were stressed out. I was like, girl, we both need a cigarette. I don't know. She was like, shit. Girl, it was a mess. Yeah, it's been a minute.
I know, it's been a while.
It's been a minute. We've been out of these streets doing shit. I don't like it.
It's so busy. I know. I'm like, can I just get a second to sit down?
Girl.
And whenever I sit down, something else pops up. It's
annoying.
Yeah.
Truly. Like, enough of this. This is, I finished school last week, so this has been my week that I haven't had any school. It starts back Monday. I hate that for me. But anyways, girl, I literally did not leave the house on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I was just like,
yeah.
I was dead to the world. Oh my God. Oh girl, let me tell you about this. Y'all, it's been a minute. We had a freaking dog come in on last Friday. And we're getting tumors removed, right?
Yeah.
And the owner, you know, like whenever we check in, we ask, we have notes about, you know, what tumors we're removing, but we like to ask the owners, like, hey, which tumors did you want to remove?
Yeah.
The woman had an attitude. She wouldn't tell Miss what tumor she wanted removed. And so she was like, it ought to be in the notes. You don't know nothing about my dog. We said okay. Took the dog back. We pull up the notes. Dark said this and this. We're like, okay. And those are the tumors we're gonna remove.
Yeah.
Those are the tumors we removed. She gonna pick the dog up. She's pissed about the invoice. Her bill, she's pissed about the bill. And then when she gets home, she calls back, boo crying, saying we took off the wrong tumors.
So she did that on purpose because she wants money back.
She pitched fit. This was a $1,200 surgery.
Yeah.
They refunded her entire $1,200. And then, on top of that, she come in on Thursday to continue to complain.
What does she want?
Exactly. They were like, if she's gonna come in and get the right tumors removed. She didn't come in to get nothing removed. She come in there, talked to doctor for over 40 minutes just to complain. To argue with us, saying that we took off the wrong. She literally argued that we literally took off a tumor that wasn't there. There's like, she had nothing on her left leg. I was like, well, that's kind of crazy because the doctor literally took off a tumor on her left leg, but go off. She had a tumor on her butt. No. Your dog had love handles. Girl, when I tell you, I said, I'm not going in that room because I do not have the spirit to be nice and to not roll my eyes from here to Mercy, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Girl, go to hell. And why are you sitting? Girl, anyways. Like,
what is happening?
Like, people who had plenty
what's
of money.
What's radiating in the air from that clinic?
Like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Girl, that's why I be ready to cuss everybody out.
Yeah.
Baby, you dishing, if you gonna dish it, please be able to take it, because I'm coming for you.
For sure.
Oh my God, and girl, it's just trouble in the land. It's trouble in the land.
Yeah.
Girl.
Oh my goodness. I've been watching, have you been seeing anything cool on Netflix lately?
I've been watching Love is Blind.
But I still have to watch that. I've been seeing, like, all sorts of things on social.
Girl, shenanigans, truly. Oh my goodness.
I've been watching this show on, I think it's HBO. It's called Evil Lives Here.
Oh God, that sounds scary.
It's like people that lived with like murderers or serial killers or people like that. Yes, or like school shooters, things like that. People that like were either related or like that was their spouse or their wife. It's really good.
Is it? It's like so documentary style.
Yeah, because they interview like the family members and stuff. It's really, really good.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to check it out.
Yeah.
I've been rewatching stuff. I think it's like an anxiety thing where I just rewatch the same shows over and over.
You're like, I know what happened.
I need some consistency in my yeah. life because everything else is fucked. So, type shit. Yeah. I need consistency. So, Dom's like, why don't you watch a new show? I'm like, the same reason I won't get a new pillow. I need some consistency in my life, okay?
Did you see there's a Highland cattle farm close to us? Like these Highland cows?
Yes, I did see that, actually. The little cute babies.
Yay! They're so cute. Highland cows. And I think there's a Spirited Away live action movie.
Really?
It's going to be
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to show you the No Face.
Oh God, I'm terrified of that. No.
She looks, it's a woman, and she looks like the girl from The Grudge because she has like long hair and she's all pale.
Oh God. I don't like No Face. That shit terrified me in that movie. That was like Destiny. He was like, why are you scared? I was like, this is terrifying.
Did you see? Oh, another thing that happened was that Willy Wonka exhibit that was
with the don't pull up.
Yeah, she's like
I'm here for the money and the money only.
Yeah, they got sued or something.
I would have to, because that would have pissed me off.
Willy's chocolate experience. It's just so funny.
They literally did nothing.
She's just like,
she's like.
Okay, so I have got a story for you.
Oh my lord!
And I actually saw it on some forum, and I was like, "Do what?"
Oh goodness!
So this story is about a murder.
Oh God! Okay.
And it's called the Zoo Man Murders.
The Zoo Man Murders. Oh yeah. Goodness. Okay.
And it actually happened in Knoxville at the Knoxville Zoo.
Jesus Christ. Okay. You know what I did? So you reminded me. This girl on, you said something about a zoo. This girl said she used to work at the zoo. And she's like, you know, chimpanzees will kill you.
Probably.
Just to kill you. Just for the fun of it.
I feel like I've seen a story of that.
Then they said gorillas will kill you in self-defense only. Well, I guess not only. In self-defense. Orangutans will kill you just because they're curious. And dissect you limb from limb. I was like, orangutans? I thought those were the nice ones.
I don't like
that. Isn't that terrifying?
That is so scary. But
I believe that about chimps, though.
Yes, I'll have to find the story, but it was like a zoo keeper, and like the chimpanzees had like set a trap for her.
Huh?
Yes, but I don't remember the specifics. Yes.
That's gonna be good for one of our. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Or that woman who had that chimp and he like killed her. She had a pet chimp, and he just got mad one day and, like, took her out. They ended up having to shoot him. The police had to shoot him.
What? Mm-hmm. I don't remember that. Girl, oh, my God.
I don't remember what I saw that on. I'm going to have to find it. Yeah. It was probably TikTok.
Oh, my God.
Girl, yeah. Okay, the zoo murderers.
Yes. Okay, so I got this from a news site, and I don't remember the news site name. Sorry.
Shall source. Cite our resources. If you're the news station, you know who you are. You know who you are.
All right, so this is the Zoo Man Murders. In 1992, a Tennessee man who worked at the Knoxville Zoo was arrested for murdering 4 local women. But after his arrest, he claimed he wasn't the person responsible for the murders. It was his alter ego, Kyle. Over several weeks in the summer and early fall of 1992, the killer took 4 women out to a dead-end road called Cahaba Lane in East Knox County. there, probably after forcing them to have sex. He bound them, strangled them, and let their bodies to rot amid trash and scrub. Thomas D. Husky, now 56, once was tried for the killings, but the death penalty case ended in a hung jury. They couldn't agree whether he was racked by multiple personality disorder, as the defense claimed, or was a cunning, creative killer, as the prosecution argued. Courts later threw out crucial evidence that tied Husky to the case. As of today, no one has been held accountable for the deaths of Patricia Rose Anderson, Patricia Johnson, Darlene Smith, and Susan Stone. Back in the early 1990s, Tom Husky was known among the Magnolia Avenue streetwalkers as the Zoo Man. Prostitutes dubbed him that because he told them he worked at the Knoxville Zoo, helping his father tend to the elephants. Sometimes, he took women to a place near the zoo to have sex. Some women feared Husky because he could be mean. Some stayed away from him for that reason. Others went with him because they needed the money. It was a hazard of the profession. Husky often took the women to Cahava Lane, a remote spot parallel to I-40 that you could only get to by traveling back roads off of Governor John Sevier Highway or Strawberry Plains Pike. He got away with his abusive treatment for a while, but in February 1992, he went too far. A woman told Knoxville police a man had roughened her up and robbed her while they were out in the woods. She took Knoxville Police Department Detective Tom Presley out to Cahaba Lane to show him where it happened. By coincidence, Husky was there in the middle of an act with a naked woman. Police arrested the 31-year-old divorced father of two and tried to make a case against him, finding other victims who claimed he'd hurt them. But all ultimately declined to cooperate, so he went free. It marked a turning point for the Zoo Man, persecutors theorized. His appetite for prostitutes didn't stop, but he made sure that there'd be no witnesses against him. A hunter found the first body of Cahaba Lane on October 20th, 1992. The victim's name was Patricia Rose Anderson. She'd been strangled, bound, and left under an old mattress. She was pregnant. In the coming days, Knox County investigators discovered the remains of another woman, and then another woman in the nearby brush. The bones of a fourth woman were also found. All four women had records for prostitution. There were no witnesses to the killings, but Presley, the Knox County PD detective, remembered that day months back when he'd caught Husky in the act on Cahaba. He alerted the sheriff's office. Soon investigators headed to the Sevier County mobile home where Husky lived with his parents. Armed with what turned out to be a flawed search warrant, they confronted the man and went through his room. They found rope similar to what had been used to bind the slaying victims. They found jewelry that matched what once had belonged to some of the women. Husky was taken into custody. Detectives thought they had a pretty obvious case against him. It would prove to be anything but that. It was inherently damaged, as lawyers were about to find out. After being detained, Husky's first interview with investigators was unremarkable, recalled Davenport, who was then working as a Tennessee Bureau of Investigation agent. It was after that that things turned strange. Husky passed word through the jail in November 1992 that he wanted to talk some more. Davenport said at first Husky appeared the same as before. The agent had to leave the room for a bit, and when he came back, he was suddenly confronted by somebody new, a man calling himself Kyle. This person was demeaning, demanding, and a bully, Davenport said. Give me a cigarette and I'll tell you everything you need to know, the man said. I'm Kyle. I hate Tommy.
Kyle talked about raping, torturing, and killing women. He calls them experiments. He said he did it to hurt Tom Husky. Husky was mild-mannered. Kyle was coarse. Husky was left-handed. Kyle used his right hand. I thought it was all an act, said Davenport, who later became the Jefferson County Sheriff and now works for the Knox County Sheriff's Office on unsolved homicide cases. Other personalities would emerge. An Englishman who called himself Dax, and an effeminate character named Timothy. He had the voice down pretty good, said Davenport, recalling the moments when Dax spoke. For the men who would defend Husky in court, it was a crucial development, evidence that somebody with multiple personalities might have committed a series of horrible crimes. If he were mentally ill, he could avoid conviction. For the investigators who believed they'd captured a serial killer, it was clear Husky was trying to fake his way out of a murder trial. D.A. Nichols said Husky had come up with at least one of the personalities while watching a soap opera in jail. If you looked closely at a map of where Husky had grown up in East Knoxville, you noticed some street names that sounded awfully familiar. Names like Kyle. The stakes were high and about to get higher because Nichols had decided to seek the death penalty. The DA chose first to persecute Husky for rapes and kidnappings he'd allegedly committed in the months before the killings. He secured several convictions by 1996, ensuring Husky would go to prison. After 3 years of legal wrangling, Husky's murder trial finally began in early 1999. Because of years of publicity, the jury was picked in Davidson County, so here in Nashville.
Oh my gosh.
And bused to Knox County to hear the evidence.
I wouldn't want to be on that jury. No, thank you.
I don't know. I'm crazy. I feel like it would be kind of cool.
I've been like, he's going to come find me after this. As soon as he gets out. Kyle.
It was a bit of a spectacle. Court TV, which later became True TV, sent anchor and reporter Clara Tuma to cover the trial. Crowds packed the courtroom every day. Nichols, who once had presided as a judge in the same Division I courtroom, squared off against Monsieur, a respected veteran, and Isaacs, a rising star in the East Tennessee legal community. Each side had their mental health experts. All the while, Husky sat placidly in his chair at the defense table, saying very little. The most noticeable change over the years, he'd gotten pudgy in jail. Jurors heard testimony about the murder victims. They heard experts talk about the growth cycle of maggots and how that related to a person's time of death. They heard dueling mental health experts testify about whether Husky really had multiple personalities or was just making it up. Professionals for the defense said they'd met Kyle. They testified that Husky's disorder came from trauma he'd suffered as a boy, including a time when he'd been raped by a woman named Connie. Monsieur recalls that he never met Kyle in all his years of representing Husky. Isaacs, however, did. During closing arguments, Nichols thundered like a preacher at the jury that it was time they put him away for good so he'd never be able to hurt any more women. Monsieur, in his closing, stepped onto the witness stand and pretended to be Kyle, reminding jurors that Kyle's confession about the crimes wasn't completely accurate. He reminded the panel that his client was sick. But when it was time to deliberate, the jury simply couldn't come to a conclusion. Most agreed later that the defendant had killed at least some of the women, but they couldn't come to a consensus on his mental state. By day 5 of deliberations, they were hopelessly deadlocked. The trial ended February 13, 1990, in deflation. Baumgartner declared a mistrial. All that work, all those days of hearings and litigation and examinations, and no verdict to show for it. Jurors piled back into their bus for the long ride home to Nashville. Scattered flurries blew across Knoxville. Toward the back of the bus, some members of the jury, including forewoman Leslie Boone, shared a bottle of wild turkey. It was medicinal, she would recall. Back then, Husky's persecution was among the most expensive in the state history, well over $200,000. The case was also among the state's most prolonged, lasting from the fall of 1992 until late 2005.
That's crazy.
After the mistrial, the defense and persecution kept fighting in court. Ultimately, appellate courts ruled that authorities had used a flawed warrant to seize items from Husky's parents' trailer. They also found that his confession had been coerced. Without the trailer evidence and Husky's statements, Nichols had little left to persecute the zoo man. The murder charges were dismissed in October 2005. The case took its toll on Wansie in some ways, certainly financially. He spent untold hours and days on it when he could have been representing paying clients. Husky got two of the city's best attorneys appointed to him at no expense. Montier said he was driven in part by the notion the Constitution guaranteed all men were entitled to a fair trial to justice. That's what he tried to give Husky, he said. I'd like to say that I gave Tom Husky the same degree of representation that O.J. Simpson got, and I believe that I did, and I'm proud of that, he said. Montier said he stays in occasional touch with Husky. Nichols said Husky's ended up being one of the more fascinating cases of his career. He wishes after the hung jury that he'd have another chance at persecuting Husky. I really have nothing to say to Husky, he told WBIR 10 News. I think he's at exactly the right place that he needs to be. He needs to be incarcerated, in my view. He should never be put back into free society. I believe him to be a very dangerous man. Today, Husky, a grandfather, is held at the privately run medium security South Central Correctional Center in Clifton, Tennessee. He's serving what amounts to a 64-year sentence for the rape and kidnapping convictions that's set to end in November 2056. He's not paroled beforehand, records show. Nichols is retired from the DA's office. Most of the investigators are dead or retired. Baumgartner ended up leaving the bench in disgrace over a drug scandal. Montier and Isaacs continue to practice law. Reporters who covered the case have all moved on. Out of Cahaba Lane, thousands of cars whiz by every day on I-40, oblivious to the fact that a man once raped and killed women just yards away near a giant billboard. Is Husky a serial killer who got away?
He's absolutely a serial killer. I just Googled what this man looks like. He did it.
Yeah, wait, let me see a picture.
Oh my God, he did it. If nobody else did it, he did it.
That ew, is, yeah.
He did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did it. Oh my gosh.
That is insane. Okay, I just want to point out, if this was a minority.
No questions asked.
No questions asked. They would have gotten the death penalty.
No questions asked. It wouldn't have been hung at all.
Yeah.
We can't have split personalities over here, you know?
I thought it was wild that one of them was left-handed. One of his personalities was left-handed, and the other one was right-handed.
I saw on TikTok, there's this girl, and she has, she has split personalities. Yeah. And literally, she's, a boy. One of them is a young teenage boy. One of them's an older man. One's a baby. One's I'm going to have to find it and I'll send it to you so you can see. But yeah. Crazy. And different ones front at different times and totally different about what? Everything is totally different about how she carries herself when the different personalities front and stuff like that. And
I think some people were saying from this article, I forget which official, but they were saying that one of the personalities he got from a soap opera, I guess the British, his British personality. How crazy.
But of course it was early 90s when all this started, so.
Yeah. Or what about DNA evidence that nobody bothered to,
That's what I was wondering. They didn't say anything about that, did they?
Mm-hmm. about like the bones that were found there, or like the dead women, like getting DNA evidence from their clothes to prove that the guy was present.
It was also probably out, and they were out in the element, so probably a lot of that could have been.
But still, like, what? And also, that's some bullshit that they couldn't use the evidence, some of the evidence from the trailer, because there was a flaw.
Oh, yeah. It was a faulty, police
search warrant.
That's why you got to be sure you do stuff the right way, officers.
Yeah.
You're trying to go above the law.
That is so scary. Weren't we just talking about that sex workers have, like, a dangerous job?
Yeah. Well, I don't feel remember. Like we were talking about that.
But yeah, like, they can get killed, just like in...
Mm-hmm.
And then one of them was pregnant?
Insane. Insane. I wonder what the bones of that looks like.
I don't know. There was a museum in Oregon. None of that shit would fly here in, like, the Bible Belt. But it was, like, have you heard of, like, Body World?
Body World,
It's, like... bodies that were donated
to science,
okay, and they're all dissected.
Ooh.
And they go on display.
Mm-hmm.
And they go on tours and stuff. Okay. Like that. So they set it up like a museum.
Okay.
So it's kind of like that in Oregon, but they have women that are like dissected, and they were like pregnant. And they have the baby. You can see the baby.
Oh yeah, that wouldn't fly.
It's kind of creepy. Yeah, but I'm like. I would not, like, not in the Bible. Like,
it would be an uproar. That is a living baby.
People
it is a human being.
Yeah, and there was, like, different bellies. I mean, like, not different bellies, but, like,
stages. Fetuses. Oh, okay.
And their stage of development. It was pretty cool to see.
I bet.
But, yeah,
I
was like, oh, shit.
I would have been like, you know, human stuff grosses me out.
So yeah, I would want to see, like, the Body World thing, you know.
I'd probably be scared. I'd probably have nightmares. I just wake up. Oh, my goodness. That's crazy, though.
Yes. And then people were like, oh, yeah, I worked with him. Like, where I saw this, they were like, I worked with him. We're like, I know about this case. I was working there whenever it happened.
Oh, my God. I was thinking, in our lifetime, how many... people, murderers, do you think we've come in contact with?
Dude, okay, I was reading a book and it literally says anybody is capable of murder depending on the situation.
Hell yeah, I know I am. I know I am.
Me too. If somebody's like attacking you,
try
like...
me, please, y'all. I'm already on edge. Please.
Yeah, I don't know how many people.
Oh my God. How many, like,
How
many people you think we know personally then?
Yes. That shit freaks me out.
If you're a murderer, you can tell me. Actually, don't tell me at all. I'm lying. Do not tell me a thing.
Or like Ted Bundy, everybody was like, oh, he's such a family man.
Oh, he's so nice. He's a nice looking man.
Yeah.
Those be the killers. Except that one. That man looks awful. Look him up.
Yeah, ooh. Thomas D. Husky.
Mm-hmm. He looks like... Never mind.
He
looks scary.
He does.
He looks terrifying. If that man rolled up on me, I would probably scream. I ain't even gonna hold you.
And he's like a father. He's a divorced father of two.
Who was the hell the fuck was he married to?
I don't know.
Who married him?
That's so scary. That's like the show that I was telling you about, mm-hmm. that evil lives here. Mm-hmm. I feel like this should be on there. Because it's like, oh yeah, my dad... was a serial killer.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
Is that hereditary? Does that pass down?
Isn't there a gene? I thought there was like a serial killer gene.
Oh, there was my daddy back in the day, he had to testify at a murder trial.
Stop.
He actually there was this man that lived in our hometown, and there was a daddy had drove by, and there was a random truck over there, and he was like, who the hell is this? Like, because I guess the man wasn't known to be have like visitors and stuff, and it was like a random truck from like out of town over his house. Apparently the man like was there and he killed the man, and literally my dad and this other man like chased this man down, like in their trucks and stopped him for the police to get him.
What?
And then they had to testify and like literally point this man, that like point at him in his face, but like that's the man.
That's insane.
Yeah, I was like, you bold, because I would have been like,
that didn't sing.
Yeah.
Did you see?
No. I'm actually legally blind.
I can't play. I'm blind and I can't hear. So, no. No. I don't know what you mean.
That's insane.
Yeah. I was like, he did what?
Did your dad see the guy murder the other guy?
No, he didn't see the murder, but he knew that that man was over here at his house. And though, that I guess I'll have to ask him next time I'm home,
yeah,
and see, because it gets a little fuzzy. Either they had seen the truck over there, and then they got news that the man had been killed, and then Daddy remembered that truck over there, and then they saw the man in the truck and was like, hold on.
Yeah.
This is the truck that was over there that shouldn't have been over there.
Yeah.
And like chased the man. It was him and his friend. I have to figure out. I have to ask him. And like chased the man down.
Oh my God. That's bold.
But very bold. I was like, did you have your gun?
I know. I would be like inside a restaurant behind a window, like, being like, I see him, but I'm not going to chase him.
Hello. I'm calling anonymously. And oh my God, hey, y'all need to get here. They're like, where? Here. Track the phone, mate. Damn. But yeah, but like, it was like a brutal murder.
Dude.
People are
insane. I feel like in every city that I've lived, there's some crazy shit that's happened. Like, East Texas, there is Carthage, Texas. There was like a famous murder that happened there of like the guy chopping up his wife and putting it in the fridge.
Got it. Okay. I mean, yeah. Okay. Okay.
There was like another one in Tyler, Texas, and that was like a nurse, like a killer nurse, like injecting people with air.
No. That bitch.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Nuts. Who else? I feel like Ted Bundy passed, like, in Oregon. He was, like, hanging out over there.
Shit.
Now, the zoo man.
The zoo man. Ain't no telling. There's plenty of murders, I'm sure, here.
In
Tennessee.
Have you seen the people that live around
here? Oh, my God. They barely have teeth.
They should be for fun.
Okay. Okay, but yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, I've actually heard of people testifying. It was like my sister's friend, and he was an EMT, and I know he had to testify for a murder once, too, for a case he helped.
They probably see so much. How is he not traumatized?
I don't know. I could never be an EMT. I'd be like,
no. Hold on. What if it's somebody you know?
Yes, that's true.
No.
I didn't think about
absolutely that. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Then I'm tore up at the scene. I'm a sympathy crier.
Me too.
I just be crying.
Yeah, I wonder if that's what people encounter working at the emergency room, too.
I don't think, like, I could do that either.
Yeah, like seeing people that you know.
Yeah.
Lord.
No. I'm not good in a crisis situation.
Yeah, me either. My brain is just not. No.
Absolutely hate the hospital.
Yeah.
Hate. It just smells like latex and stuff in there. And
it sounds like sickness. I don't know.
It does. It's just like the air is just like, I don't be wanting to breathe deep. You just don't never know what's in there. Yep. Girl. We were doing full comp on this dog. I was in Virginia.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, I pulled from a jugular. And the woman wanted to be present for the blood draw. I hate owners. Y'all, let us technicians and doctors do what we need to do. Stay in the room and stay out of our way.
Yeah.
Damn it. But anyways, she wanted to be present. And so, of course, she was like, why are you pulling from there? I was like, well, because the vein in your small dog is very small and I need a large amount of blood.
Yeah.
That's why this vein in her neck is a lot bigger. And so I stick on this side. And I think the technician, she was just holding a little weird, so I couldn't get it.
Yeah.
She was like, you should probably try somewhere else. I'm a cancer patient and I know that needles hurt. I said, well, ma'am, if it's hurting her, I'm pretty sure she would let me know it was hurting her.
Also, they use 18 gauge needles or
bigger.
Okay.
Smaller needles.
But go off, since you know so fucking much. And I was looking at her like, girl, you know what was all over my face. I was like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, let me do my job.
And then literally, and she wanted to help hold the dog, wasn't even moving. We don't need your, and y'all, we don't need your help.
We don't. We really don't.
We will dead ass ask you if we need your help. Y'all be pissing. Girl, they be pissing me off.
I know.
I be so pissed. No, you can't help hold for a jugular. Absolutely the fuck not. No. Move. Y'all better be glad. Listen, I'm on edge. I'm telling y'all, I'm on edge. And I'm finna start, but like, can you move? Like, no. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Scram. Your animal acts so much worse when because they're trying to get to you away from us.
And you do transfer anxiety to your pets, just so you know.
All y'all animals act just like y'all. You anxiety ridden, the damn dog anxiety ridden. Y'all on the same. Y'all both on trazodone. Y'all make y'all's animals 10 times worse. You get them for emotional support, and they need emotional support. Shouldn't they're shaking shit? Like, don't piss me off.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Oh my God, let me tell you about this other one. I'm sorry, y'all. We have not seen each other in so long. It's too much shit done went on. There was this woman up there in Virginia. Insane. They're crazy up there. So she had two pets, right? One was coming in just for a booster, and the other one was coming in to actually be seeing my doctor. She brought the dog that just needed the booster, right? So her appointment was at 3 o'clock for both of her dogs. He had to leave at 3:30 to go get his kids, so he wasn't even gonna be around his. And so I do the booster, and she was like, okay, let me go home and get my other dog. I said, hold on, home? I was like, ma'am, your appointment was at 3 o'clock. You can't. And I was like, Dr. Watts is gone now. She was like, but I had an appointment. I said, but your appointment was also at 3. Why didn't you have your dog here? Oh, I can't bring them together. She was like, well, I guess I need to reschedule. I was like, yeah, you can reschedule. I was like, it'll be 2 weeks before he's back on his computer to be able to be up here.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, I want my dog to actually be seen by somebody. I said, well, ain't going to be no physical doctor here. She was just so confused. She was like, well, I need an appointment here. And I was like, ma'am, we just told you that there won't be anybody here for like 2 weeks. And she was like, well, my dog's got pink eye, and pink eye is dangerous, and he can lose his sight. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Girl, it was so ridiculous. She was like, well, I guess I'll just call back another time. And I was like, there is nobody that's going to be at this clinic. I don't know how many times. I said, okay. See, she know every fucking thing.
I said, okay.
Do your thing.
Lord.
You can't tell old people nothing.
I know.
You be pissing me
off. What's your mindset on something?
You can't tell them shit. They think they know everything. I'm like, okay. Call the number, see who you get. Girl.
Yes.
He came to my left side today. I was over here looking for him. He was like, meow. And I'm like, oh. I was like, you over here today. He's like, I got to switch it up on you. Oh, my God. I was at work yesterday at the soccer game. Messi.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, he played. They played yesterday. And it was a tie. Nashville was actually whipping their tail into the last minute, and then they tied it up.
What?
Yeah, it was a good game. But somebody tried to steal a chair from the stadium.
Oh.
So he walked past me. I said, hey. I said, hold on. I said, what are you doing? Give me the chair. He was like, and it was a heavy ass chair too. I had to drag that chair back. I said, oh my God.
Why are you
stealing a chair? People are such weirdos.
Oh my gosh, it's a funny story. What? It's not really veterinary related.
That's fine.
I had a roommate in undergrad.
Mm-hmm.
She would scoop the cat litter. We lived in the second story, and she would scoop the cat litter and throw it over the balcony. Really?
Why?
I don't know. just throw it away.
She's like, no. This will do. This will do. That is so funny. Not over the balcony.
It's so nasty. It's like, what are the people living downstairs, like they go outside and they see all these little
cat terraces.
Oh god.
There was like one that said, like, why do owners always want their dogs to drink water? Like, can she have some water?
Your dog is not thirsty. That gets on my nerves.
Your dog is fine.
That's another one that burns me up. No, I'm not getting your dog no water.
Yeah.
Can he get a bowl of water? And I'm like, here, baby, drink. And the dog don't be drinking. Get the fuck, man.
Get out of my face.
Here, baby, drink.
Oh,
here, you're thirsty. I know you are. No, they're not.
I had a client that was like, well, she looks thirsty. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, she looks dehydrated because her tongue was like curling. And then I was like, that's not what that means.
Yeah, she's be like, coming up with she.
And I was like, no.
It don't?
No.
Girl. Not a feral cat got loose in the surgery room today. It wasn't even. We were in there literally doing a cat spay. And they were out there doing something with a feral cat. And it was in a catch, like a raccoon trap.
Okay, yeah.
And they were just checking it for a microchip, like, through the cage. Next thing you know, you see this fucking feral cat just come shoot in the surgery room. This cat is open.
Oh, my God.
And doctor was like this, and I'm in there with her. And I was like,
what the hell?
And this just, and she's just like, oh, God. And she's just going back and forth over the cat, trying to keep it there. I was like, I turn around, lobby full of people all in this, go, how the fuck did this cat get out of the fucking cage? I'm pissed. I'm so fucking mad. The thing's just like, literally, you know how the surgery room is, that little ledge up there, kept trying to climb up on that ledge.
Okay, wait.
By the glass towards the clinic. It's just like a little ledge. It's not big enough for nothing to be up there.
Oh, okay.
He kept jumping up there. The cat bleeding, pissing everywhere, then knocked over fucking everything.
What a mess. Jesus.
I was like,
why in there? Why? Like, it could have gone.
And then the woman who brought it in, she was like, eh. And I looked at her, I said,
it's not funny. Get your fucking cat.
Girl, I was handing her the trap and I just dropped it. I was like, girl, fuck you. In this cat. Don't bring them back.
Yeah.
Girl, I was so mad. I was like, why? What on
incarnation? Yeah, like, what the heck happened? How did the trap release?
Why did you open the door? She was like, I don't know if he's feral. If you caught him in a raccoon trap, it's feral. Come on now.
Did the client open the thing?
Yes. And then her ass didn't even come in there to try to help. She was just standing at the door like this. And I was just like,
get your fucking cat.
I literally was like, who the fuck let this cat out of the kennel? Because I saw them, like, scanning it. And I was like, okay, they're done. Because she just asked for them to scan the cat to see if it had a chip. They said, you know, it was coming through the fucking door. And I was like, it pissed me off so bad. It was funny after the fact. But during the time, I was like,
oh, what? Yeah. That's,
you should hear me. Who the fuck let this cat? I was already irritated. I don't be watching my mouth. I just be cussing. Who the fuck? What the hell? This is bullshit.
I hate whenever, like, clients, like, don't do anything. And they just stand there. And they, like, expect you to, like, grab their animal if they run loose. I'm like, this is your pet. Or, like, whenever clients just, like, walk into the clinic and the dog's on the leash and they just let the leash go.
Girl, that pisses me. Put the dog on the leash. Somebody's dog got loose in the parking lot. It slipped out of the car from the owner, and it was just running around. But, dang. Girl, ridiculousness. Oh, my Lord.
All right, look at this video.
Oh, girl, I spent take my glasses off. What are you looking at me for?
If our patients could talk to us.
Oh my god. We would get cussed out so
they
much.
Would cuss us out so bad.
We would get cursed out ridiculously.
I had a dog earlier this week that's one of those miniature greyhounds. Have you seen those? Like, itty, like, And he was wearing like a turtleneck sweater, like a long sleeve turtleneck sweater. He looked real posh.
I got a picture of it in my head. That's fucking hilarious. He's just.
He looks
just shaking. Oh, God. Did you see the little girl singing the national anthem? They call her Fergie Jr.
Oh no!
I'm like,
yeah, that is something else that happened in the past 2 weeks.
Oh, it took like, a beast. It was awful. I'm so sorry. Yeah. So sorry. Whose child is this? Awful. Oh, I saw a video of these dogs. One of them is blind and deaf, and the other dogs hide from them.
That is so mean.
The dogs get tired of playing and they get all up on the furniture. It's just like, don't move. And he's just like, galloping.
That's so sad.
Poor thing. Somebody said, why am I laughing and crying at the same time?
That one reminds me of like that when you're at a stoplight and there's like a hobo. Like, you're just like... Straight ahead.
I be doing that.
Avoid eye contact. Yeah.
Do this lock. Make sure your door's locked.
Yeah, make sure the door's locked.
Just.
Yeah. And you're like.
Yeah. Come on. I'll be like. Oh, no dollars. God. No dollars. So sorry.
That's pretty much all I have. There's. You guys let us know if you've ever been part of a murder trial.
Yes, let us know. We would love to know more about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or if you, I don't know, did a murder. I'm a woman.
Have you guys committed murder? Let us know.
Don't let us know. We do not want to be accessories or nothing of the sort. Don't let us know. Okay.
Our email is stories@weshipsyoutknock.com.
That's it.
Follow us on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Support us on Patreon. Mm-hmm. Send us your pet stories, mm-hmm. Funny clinic. Is your clinic haunted? Let us know.
Your murder stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those two.
Okay, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.